Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown met with reporters on Monday to discuss a shooting that took place over the weekend in which a 17-year-old black male was shot by police. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Police have not released the name of the 17-year-old black male who police shot Saturday night near the Gateway Mall, but several local television news outlets have identified him as Abdi Mohammed. According to Salt Lake City Police, officers witnessed two males attacking another male with metal objects on the corner of 200 South and Rio Grande Street. When officers confronted the two suspects and asked them to drop their weapons, one suspect complied, but Mohammed continued to advance on the victim and was shot three times. Mohammed's condition was last listed as critical. Chief Brown visited the teenager's mother at the hospital and in her home.
I looked her straight in the face and I said, "This is a tragic situation, and we are so sorry that this occurred, and what can we do to come together as not only their family, but a community to make this better?"
Brown says there are five investigations underway by the Unified Police Department, the Salt Lake City Police Civilian Review Board, and ultimately the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office, among others. Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski met with the chief Sunday. She says she's confident UPD will do a thorough investigation and praised Brown for, quote, going the extra mile.
"In a situation like this, whether a shooting is justified or not justified, whatever ends up happening down the road, what's happening today is that we are trying to be very mindful of how difficult this situation is for our community and for the families involved."
Chief Brown says body camera footage will be released to the public pending the close of an active investigation. The officers involved have been placed on routine paid administrative leave. Whitney Evans, KUER News.